Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live. Oh, I went back to the old opening. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, holy fuckaroni, thanks.
Will you wait one more minute?
That's fuck no.
Okay, quiet. Quiet. Good girl.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving. We check our Twitter during the show while we're live and other times.
Yay.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on our webpage every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, and we get a wee little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all, only helps us out, and Mr. Bezos loses a few cents on a dollar.
Thank you, Mr. Bezos, for everything you do for us.
Got a Bezos story.
Oh, yeah? Is he a person?
Allegedly.
Who's more weird? Jeff Bezos or...
Zuckerberg.
No.
Oh.
Zuckerberg's more weird?
Oh, yeah. I think Zuckerberg
fucked up.
Is weird. Yeah. I think the Twitter guy is a little odd.
Wasn't there pictures
Jack?
I don't know. I don't know shit about that guy. He just is an asshole, right?
No, I think he's, you know, I think he starves himself. Like he fasts because he believes that helps longevity.
Ain't that a bitch? The richest man on the planet is starving his fucking self.
Well, I mean, he eats, but he does regular fasting and stuff.
Okay.
And yes. Stays very, very thin and doesn't eat a lot of calories.
Right.
And, you know, has an interesting Amish beard look going on.
Right,
but, you know, a lot of them are kind of odd, I think. Elon's weird.
There's people on this earth who says, I do that same thing, Jack. I kind of fast for long periods of time, too.
Yeah, I live in Biafra.
Yeah. You look great, though.
It's a beautiful... actually, it's kind of hot and humid here in Floridia.
Oh, it's horrible.
Apologies to the rest of the country. I don't know what your weather's like.
Oh, my God. It can't be worse than this place. I mean...
Oh, it can.
Arizona.
Well, yeah, and other parts of the country have had some horrific weather.
Kentucky?
Recently.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep. Thanks, Jesus.
Is that Jesus? I thought that was climate change.
Thanks, Satan.
Oh, okay. Satan does climate change.
I guess. Or Baal, wasn't it? Didn't one of those prophets tell us it was Baal that was... The Democrats had some machine that contacted Baal to control the weather.
Oh, my God.
Totally sounds
Baal
plausible,
is
right?
Like, Baal is hipster Satan.
I guess, yeah.
You know?
Beelzebub, Baal, all the boys.
Baal.
And girls.
I guess. Right.
I have to sneeze.
You know,
fuck.
On NPR, had the scientists on there. She was talking about how they had developed a...
Speaking of Satan.
A mechanical womb.
Oh.
So, you know, it grows...
Did she mean, like, somewhere to sleep and she had a speech impediment, or did...
I developed a mechanical womb. Whoa.
He had a biggest dickest. He had a wife, you know.
But they used a mechanical womb.
Incontinentia. And...
Right.
Incontinentia buttocks.
But they used a mechanical womb to build a person using stem cells.
Yes.
That's cool. So if we can do that, can we leave people alone about abortions? Let people have abortions because we can build babies in mechanical womb.
Sure.
We don't need all these incubators.
Sure, yank it out and throw it in the
well, you,
percolator.
Well, no, no. I mean, you start from a stem cell and you just make these babies out of these mechanical wombs. Now you don't have to involve people anymore. It's great.
Well, but people are still going to fuck.
If you said, yeah, that's true. You can either use this mechanical womb to have a baby, or your own womb.
I've heard that people don't expect to have a baby every time they have sex.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I know that's what God wants.
Is that true? Jesus is going to be so mad about that one.
HuffPo, commie, pinko, liberal.
Iffy.
I saw this headline. This is pretty funny. Conservatives spinning out over Kansas abortion defeat.
There's
various bullshittery that they're trying to spin
right.
to try to say, what happened? What happened? Everybody hates abortion, Ryan. Everybody wants to save the babies. What's wrong with you?
This
we can't have lost that election.
You know, you can say this about the Republican Party. There's nothing that's not trashy about them. I mean, this whole business they're going through right now is super trashy and gross, and it's not a great look, and I expect it to get worse.
And you know, they even had shenaniganry. They chose a date for the election that they thought would be low turnout.
What kind of democracy is that then? We don't like this voting
just
thing.
What the Republicans want.
It's the only thing we have a problem with is the voting. We want to make a... Why don't they just make a supermajority for president?
Abortion opponents deliberately chose to put the referendum on the ballot on a day when turnout was expected to be low and the electorate was expected to favor Republicans. With no competitive Democratic primaries on the ballot, they figured GOP voters would be the ones coming to the polls. But conservatives didn't just lose.
Yeah.
They lost definitively.
Kablam, you fucks!
Almost 60% voted no on changing the Constitution.
Hey, you dumb fucking Republicans, and especially the ones around here. See, what that vial just read was fear. That's fear. If you're scheduling elections for when you don't think people are going to show up, you don't want them to vote, that means you little fucking pussies are afraid of the public. You're afraid. Fuck them.
More than 900,000 people cast ballots, which is nearly twice the state's turnout in the 2018 midterms. Twice. Gosh, I wonder what brought people out this time.
They don't like this war on women. They don't like this totalitarian bullshit.
And the Washington Post has an analysis that says 1 in 5 Republicans voted against it.
God, that's confusing to me.
Senator Lindsey Graham acknowledged to the HuffPo, it's definitely a wake-up call for us.
Lindsey, that's hilarious. When was the last time the Republicans listened to any of their constituents and said, oh, that's a wake-up call? I remember. No.
Right.
Rance Priebus.
January 6th should have, maybe. Somebody should have woken up.
Lindsey, if January 6th wasn't a wake-up call for something, then I don't know that this would be. But what was that again? Rance Priebus is the last guy that said,
yeah.
Yeah, we have to reach out to different people. Not
they laughed at
him.
They're like, you're fired.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is who you are, you fucks. You don't listen to people.
But now, while some Republicans are still in a state of shock, others are feverishly trying to spin the results.
Ooh.
One of their bullshit explanations is that, well, conservatives just spent zillions of dollars of evil Soros money that poured in, baby killer money that came in and bought ads and everything.
I love it's baby killer money. Is that what they call it?
No, that's what
you
I
got
just,
them George Soros
that's what
bucks?
I just said, but
well,
I'm
I got
they,
that baby killer money.
I'm sure they call it that too.
It's a little baby and a guillotine on the money.
They're whining that they were the ones at a disadvantage because they were up against an onslaught of spending from liberals. Well,
the liberals wanted to give their constituents something with this spending. Listen to them.
We want Citizens United and unlimited cav donations and shell corps that could allow gazillions of dollars and super PACs to be formed and all kinds of foreign money to come in. Well, what if the other side raises more than you? That's not fair.
You know what I like, though? I like the argument is, the liberals are trying to do things for people. That makes us difficult. It makes us harder for us to get elected because we're not doing our jobs. I mean,
conservative activist Lila Rose tweeted, pro-aborts poured millions into a massive disinformation campaign in Kansas. Pro-abort media pulled heavily for them.
Ooh, go pro-abort yourself, you fuck. Nobody likes you when you walk into a room. Know that.
Another one said, I do think that pro-lifers should understand that so much money was spent by hardcore abortion supporters to make sure that amendment failed.
I've never heard anyone use the term pro-abort.
Well, and they both put this like money, the same amount of money. The New York Times reported about $12 million total had been spent on advertising, about even between both sides. So it's a lie.
And also the anti-abort movement, let's just talk about how much money over the years they've spent on their fucking issue. I mean, the pile of money, you wouldn't be able to see the top of it.
Well, and guess who seemed to fund a majority of the Value Them Both campaign? The motherfucking Catholic Church.
God, I was saying the Koch brothers.
Catholic Church.
Jeez.
Get the hell out of politics.
I'm offended that an organization that has spent so much time raping and diddling children, they aren't pouring all their money spent. Mm. Oh, spending.
And then when a priest has reaped all the boy and girl taints that he could in one parish, they just send him on to greener pastures. Oh,
is that
somebody
what they
caught
do?
Father Joe diddling somebody. Well, let's send him to Sacramento instead. Oh, okay.
Hi, it's Father Joe. Listen, I'm looking for a new parish. I'm kind of burnt out on what's going on here. Is there what's it like?
I've seen every underage taint in this parish. Send me yawn.
Send me some glossies of some. I don't understand how they can have money to spend. God, why do we let churches donate to such causes and then not pay taxes?
Because they're asking.
Well, doesn't that seem weird? Or am I wrong? I mean, is that
another excuse that some of these scumbags are coming up with? Is that the liberals confuse the voters too much?
What voters are we talking about? Because if we're talking about Republican voters, you're telling me the liberals confuse the Republican voters. A doorknob confused the Republican voters. So suck my balls.
The referendum's wording was confusing, but guess who wrote the referendum?
Who?
The pro-forced birthers.
God
they
damn.
Wrote it. It was by design. It was because conservatives wrote it and pushed for it to get on the ballot. It's called the Value Them Both campaign. Act. It weren't the liberals that came up with this bullshit.
You know, I offline we were talking about this, and I told you, I said they called it the Value Them Both, and he's like, who? Both, and you said the fetus and the
and Jesus,
right. Not the mom.
No, because the mother.
I assume they
think
meant the mom.
Well, of course it does.
But they
on
don't,
paper, but in reality, on paper. Yeah.
Listen, we on paper we care about you so much, but off the paper it's tough.
The amendment said there it would affirm that there is no constitutional right to an abortion.
What?
But voting yes would have actually done much more.
Yeah.
Completely removing the existing constitutional right to access. The amendment also said that by voting yes, the legislature would be allowed to pass laws regarding abortion, including ones that provide exceptions for cases resulting for rape or incest. It doesn't say there will be. It right. says, well, they can pass those exceptions for rape and incest if they want to. Or to save the life of the mother.
Wait. That's crazy. They're leaving the option. They want to leave the option open for the states to say, that's crazy. Well,
this specific Kansas law.
Oh, yeah.
That went tits up. Let's see. Eric Erickson, right wing. Shit weasel.
Hello, Mr. Shit Weasel.
Tweeted, how many Kansans who are generally pro-life but not plugged in went to the polls, read the ballot language and thought, shit, I don't want to let the legislature pass abortion laws. I'm pro-life. Well, who should be passing abortion laws?
Right.
If not the legislature.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, is that a comment on the fact that the people voted to protect abortion in their constitution?
I guess.
Because that's what they're saying. That, you know, because
he said about it before it was passed. Or no, afterwards. He's saying, yeah. So he's saying that's the people, they were confused by the.
I guarantee you, no. There are maggots that when they go vote, they are very confused about a lot.
Got anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony Pro Life America. Get her name off your Nazi lips.
Oh, shit. I got a call I have to take. I'll be right.
Yes. The abortion lobby's message to voters was rife with lies that ultimately drowned out the truth, said the statement from the Susan B. Anthony Pro Life America Karens. But on Monday, some Kansas voters received text messages that warned, quote, women in Kansas are losing their choice on reproductive rights. Voting yes on the amendment will give women a choice. Vote yes to protect women's health. But that was bullshit because the voting yes would have taken away choice. They found out that these texts were pushed by Republicans, crafted by a group connected to the former representative Tom Huelskamp, Huelskamp, of course, a Republican. Some conservatives are claiming the amendment wasn't as far-reaching as it was portrayed. It didn't do that. It just opened the debate or some bullshit like that. GOP activist and commentator Matt Schlapp, he of CPAC, I believe. He's the guy that the poobah that runs and puts together CPAC every year. You'll remember him. He's the guy that banned Mitt Romney from going to CPAC after the Trumpists decided they hated him because Matt Schlapp was worried that things were going to get violent against Mitt Romney. So Matt Schlapp is well aware of what his own base is capable of. This asshole tweeted out, Kansas is a strongly pro-life state that does not want to take timid steps such as VTB, the value them both was. So Matt Schlapp is suggesting that this amendment wasn't crazy enough. And that's why the Republicans may not have voted for it. That it says, ironically, the pro-choice crowd in Kansas could have embraced VTB, the value of them both, as it is the best case scenario for them. Matt Schlapp said, Kansas is strongly pro-life and doesn't want to take these timid steps. So he's saying it didn't get them out. That only putting an amendment in that says no abortion ever, no exceptions, and that'll get them all out.
So wait, you know, it's so
this
weird.
Are the excuses these assholes are coming up with.
But the Republicans fought for years. Their big wet dream was to get rid of Roe, right? That's what they wanted.
Sure.
Okay, so they got rid of Roe. How do the Republicans explain to their constituents that now in Kansas, you can get abortions, even though Roe's away.
That's hence the article I'm reading. Yeah.
I mean,
they're also trying to say, Josh Hawley spinning it. Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
What?
Oh, it's a good thing.
Because he thinks his constituents would vote.
Well, and they're saying, look, that's why these guys needed to be not so mad about the Supreme Court overturning Roe. Because, look, this is just what we wanted. We wanted it to go back to the states.
I mean, I think it's totally fucked up that someone's human right to medical care or, you know, to have dominion over your own body has to be left to a vote in Kansas is super fucked up. Don't you think? I mean, I hate that. I mean, I'm glad that vote turned out the way it is, but do we really want to put... You can't put human rights to a vote, can you? I mean, you can't...
Who are you asking?
Well, I mean, reasonable people.
Yeah, well, really,
you don't put human rights to a vote because rights are rights. You're talking about your body's autonomy. So that's nuts. So everybody in Kansas got to make a decision what to do with all the vaginas.
Yes.
That is... I mean, the vote turned out right, but the process
overwhelmingly,
is insane. Are we voting on everything? Is there any votes related to the penis?
Hawley said, well, I wouldn't have voted that way.
No, shit.
I think the process is a good thing. I don't want to jump up and down too much about it because I think this is how it should be working. The whole point of, Eric Erickson said, the whole point of ending Roe is so states like Kansas can decide abortion for themselves. The media excitement just kind of makes the Dobbs case argument for itself. Exactly the point. Decide this democratically at the state level. Well, they're saying this now, but wait until these scum-sucking Republicans, you know, they're scheming in Kansas. You know, the legislature.
Oh, yes.
And everybody is a Republican. There's like one representative of Kansas that's national, but and maybe one or two in the state legislature, maybe a little more. But the governor, the Supreme Court, everybody's a fucking Nazi Republican.
Right.
So, you know, they're all scheming. How do we overturn this referendum?
Well, now the Democrats should be scheming, though, because now if you look at Kansas and you say, oh, that many people wanted women to have autonomy over their own bodies, should that state be so fucking red? Isn't that state gettable if most people want that? I mean, shouldn't Democrats be in charge? I mean, does it sound like a Republican state?
A lot of these states have cities.
Oh, yeah.
With people in them.
Okay.
That occasionally see a black person. That occasionally see a lesbian making out with another lesbian.
Is that why?
Or occasionally.
Yes. That's why Illinois can have some progressive laws, right? Because they have a big city.
Right. And that's why some of those assholes in Illinois want to devalue the votes of Chicago. And some of these other states, they literally want to devalue certain districts' votes because, well, look at all the people that live there.
Well, yeah, all the people that live there. All the smart people that live in these fucking cities with lab coats on doing... They're going to protect us from climate change, you fucks. All those people, yes. All those people get to vote. God.
Kellyanne Conway on Wednesday said, this is exactly what the Dobbs decision was meant to do. Kick it back to the states.
Who the fuck asked you, motherfucker? Who asked Kellyanne Conway?
She's trying to sell a book. I saw that nobody's buying her book.
Buy it here.
You know why? She didn't spill any tea.
Yeah. She didn't say. She wanted to make something, what, like, non-offensive? Or
to Trump.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you want to buy Kellyanne's book, I encourage everyone to go online and find a pirated PDF because that's a Nazi.
Her book's been out for a while. Have we read a word from it?
No,
I wouldn't. Has anyone? Yeah, I mean, if there was some tea to spill, she would have, I mean, I would have read it, even if it was her fucking book.
Hey, Kellyanne, you know what was interesting with you? Your fight with your husband from the point of view of your daughter. That was interesting. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure that's such a functioning family.
Yeah.
She writes in her book that she felt her husband was cheating on her with Twitter.
Okay, well, would you rather him?
And he wrote that he feels like she's in a cult. How are they still married? How is this a possibility?
My wife is in a cult. I'm in a relationship with Twitter. Nobody's no. What is anybody doing? Is anybody fucking with LinkedIn?
An op-ed in the conservative National Review said the Kansas Amendment would simply have taken Kansas back to abortion neutrality. That's not true.
What does that mean? True. Though, what does that mean, abortion neutrality?
Exactly. It means you're not guaranteeing the right to abortion, but you're not outlawing it.
Well, that seems
so
like...
So it's just, you know, in the how does that make any sense?
I don't know. We just need an adult, like an ex-person or a... somebody from the Marvelverse to come down and say, listen, your rules and shit can involve what goes on in people's bodies. Okay.
It says, and yet, Republicans are already making clear that they are interested in a national abortion ban. They're all saying, no. Before the election. No. Right, before the midterms. Right. No. Nobody's saying that. Wait till a day after the election.
Yeah.
Abortion ban.
We don't even want to listen. Who knows what the Republicans are interested in? I'm sure a lot of it's gross. Jeez.
Over to the Drudge Report. The headline there says, Nancy Aftershocks.
Damn! China.
This is Reuters.
Reuters.
China deployed scores of planes and fired live missiles near Taiwan on Thursday in its biggest drills in the Taiwan Strait, a day after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a solidarity trip to the self-ruled island.
Yeah.
China's military confirmed multiple firings of conventional missiles in waters off of Taiwan as part of the planned exercises in six zones set to run until noon on Sunday. They activated more than 100 planes, including fighter jets and bombers, and over 10 warships.
Ooh, you guys, all for Nancy Pelosi. Holy fucking shit. I wonder, how does Nancy feel about that? Is she like, look at all that shit they did for me. Wow.
I think it was all set up ahead of time, probably.
I gotta tell you,
look, we're gonna land. Nancy's gonna land. They're like, well, we're gonna say we're gonna shoot you down. She's like, okay, cool. We're still gonna land. Then they said, well, and afterwards we're gonna have all these war games. Yeah. But we're not gonna do anything. So you know, we just gotta save face. And everybody's like, okay, cool.
Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene is jealous because nobody cares when she shows up? Nobody fires off missiles or launches boats. They just sit there,
not away from her.
Right.
So there you go. That's apparently the big
That's headline. All that happened.
Drudge wants us to know that because of Nancy, World War III is still possibly happening.
The Republicans look like a three-ring circus tent on fire. I don't even know what they look like. They're crazy. Every story you read about the Republicans is out of a movie, and it's nuts. But yet I see all these memes about Joe Biden and the bicycle. Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan.
Yeah.
I mean, should we mention some things that's going on the other side? How about we just found out the Secret Service thought they were going to die the day the elections get certified? That's happened every 4 years.
Pence's Secret Service.
Right. Pence's Secret Service thought they were going to die because the maggots were coming. God, guys. This abortion shit, they're out of control.
Breaking news.
Oh, shit. Pat Robertson passed away?
I believe... God, it's... Is I'm it? Not even seeing it on the Twitter yet. No.
Oh, dang. I mean, you know.
Here it is. Just happening. I can't even... It's not even trending on Twitter yet.
Oh, shit.
Right-wing talk show host Alex Jones will have to pay the parents of Sandy Hook shooting victim a little more than $4 million in compensatory damages.
Jeez.
A jury decided Thursday, capping a stunning and dramatic case showcased for the public the real-world harm inflicted by viral conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
They had asked for $150 million.
They only got $4
million? They got $4 million.
How much money does he have?
A separate shorter trial. Oh, I think Alex is probably like... Whew.
God.
He's probably like, oh, thank God, it's only $4 million. A separate shorter trial during which punitive damages... Oh, punitive damages have not yet been discussed.
Ooh, now that's the thing with this,
yeah, this is
right?
Compensatory, so I guess there's a next phase.
Compensatory means... What's the difference between that and punitive, then?
paying them back for their actual damages that they hurt, that they right. had. In other words, if a car got wrecked,
yes,
and it was worth $100,000, then that's compensatory damages, $100,000.
Now it's punishment.
The car. If you took the car and you got drunk and then had mitigating circumstances that you warranted punitive damages,
yes.
that would be on top of the value of right. whatever harm you had received.
And this is definitely one of these situations.
You know, he doesn't do himself well.
It just strikes
sitting
me
in front of the jury with this stuff.
If it strikes me that did he interview that attorney before he hired him? hey, dickhead. I mean, listen, I'm not being sympathetic to Alex Hens. I love that he has a shitty attorney that just, hey, you want anything? I have my client's cell phone records over here. If you would like them, you could take them if you like. No biggie. You're not asking for them. You're not even asking for his cell phone records, but I'm giving them to you.
Oops.
What the fuck? God damn. I we were really cheated of an Alex Jones reaction. I've seen him react to lots of things differently than that. He didn't throw anything.
He's in court.
He couldn't. Do you think it would have been different?
He'll end up in jail, yeah.
In the parking lot if he found out with him? Or?
Well, he called the judge a liar in the parking lot right ahead of time.
That's right. What a dumb shit.
A separate shorter trial is now expected. Punitive damages are awarded when the court finds the defendant's behavior to be especially offensive.
Well. Here we are, aren't we?
In May, the judge ruled, or in October, I mean, last October, that Judge Jones was legally responsible for inflicting emotional distress.
Yes.
Also ruled that Jones was liable for defaming Heslin. That's one of the parents.
Okay.
The decision to punish Jones in such terms also marks a seismic moment in American society where the lies and conspiracy theories have flourished in recent years. The jury's decision sends a clear message to those who propel lies into the public conversation.
Right.
Speech is free, but lies you have to pay for.
Damn.
Said the Sandy Hook family attorneys.
That's right. They had better attorneys than Alex Jones. Right.
Well, yeah. And what does Jones have to stand on? I mean, you know, he sent his evil minions after these people who had lost their children.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're defending Alex Jones and he wanted to pay for a defense, he should have got somebody that in the closing arguments isn't going to compare the verdict that he received
what,
to the Holocaust.
What lawyer is going to look at the case and be like, okay, I'll take it.
Somebody, he can't find somebody. You don't be anti-Semitic in the closing arguments if you can help it, please.
Well, I mean, that's what,
have
what
say
I'm
that?
Saying is that's what Alex Jones is going to get. Look what Trump has historically gotten.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the lawyers Rudy hired for himself.
Well, Rudy's the lawyer for Trump.
I mean, well, yeah.
Rudy should have represented Alex Jones. That would have been good.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But who's the star here? I don't know. You need some more to go.
Let me see if there's anything more to this. A different group of Sandy Hook families sued Jones in Connecticut. Those families also won a default judgment against him, and that trial is scheduled to begin in September.
Damn.
But jury selection was suspended the same day it started earlier this week, and the trial could be delayed because of the bankruptcy filing from his company.
Oh, shit.
Attorneys representing some of the Sandy Hook families have accused Jones of having drained Free Speech Systems, that's the company that owns InfoWars, of draining it of assets in recent years as part of an effort to protect himself from potential judgments that he might be ordered to pay. One of the attorneys told CNN that the bankruptcy filing made by Free Speech Systems indicated that $62 million in assets had been withdrawn from the company this last year.
Jeez, they were worried about something. But if you could tell the assets were, the money was withdrawn, then you can.
He says, if you look at the bankruptcy filing leading up to the declaration of bankruptcy, Alex Jones, the sole owner of Free Speech Systems, took $62 million in draws in 2021 and 2022. He's the sole owner. He took cash out.
Yeah.
Wrote himself a check.
Yeah. So, but Wait a second.
Straight up draws, the lawyer said. That's why the company has few assets.
So if you want to file for, if you have a company, I'm learning something, and you want to file for bankruptcy, the most important thing to do is take all the money out of the company first.
Yes.
Wait, $62 million though, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay. You got, people are going to notice that.
They did.
Yeah, they did. Alex, what is he thinking?
Well, and then, I mean, they could, I think that could be criminal.
Why?
Trying to hide assets when you're in the middle of a civil and lying to the court about what your actual assets are so that you undervalue what you own so that you have to pay less.
What? So they say, hey, Alex, why did you take out $62 million from your company and then declare bankruptcy? He would say, I'd rather talk about my cell phone records.
Make sure you go to Infowars.com.
Take it away, John. Whatever the fuck he said. Boy, that Alex Jones shit, boy. Is this his third act? Is this the final act of Alex Jones? After the punitive judgment, will InfoWars be no more?
Not $4 million, no. We'll see what the punitive is.
The punitive could be...
That's what we're hoping for.
More, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Is that where the majority of the $150 million comes from, maybe?
No, that was separate.
Oh, okay. God, what a jury. Only $4 million. Do you guys listen to his fucking show?
And I don't know if the jury... assigns punitive damages to or the judge. I'm not sure, but there is, you know, there's another trial essentially. So right. We're going to see this again.
So wait, is it the same judge that's going to be like,
yeah,
it's yes. The same person sure. Is going to assign how much money he owes after he's chewing gum in court?
Yep.
Alex!
I think. I don't know if the jury does it or if the judge does.
Do you think he should be nicer to the judge?
Well, yeah, of course.
Or just, I don't know, just more normal. Normal would be great.
Alex Jones melted down over his, quote, damn attorneys accidentally sending his secret raw text messages. Said it was incredibly sick.
I don't understand what happened. The guy is like...
I still think there could be shenanigans. I mean, I still think this lawyer might have just said, look, I'm going to do something so stupid that you can then claim... that you were misrepresented.
Yeah. I mean, a shady lawyer like this guy would say, you have $62 million out there somewhere. Okay, I need $10 million or I'm going to say that you have that money out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he hired a bad lawyer.
Alex Jones's lawyer this morning... first thing, requested a blanket protective order to seal the record of his text messages and sought a motion for mistrial. See?
Damn, see? That's why. That's why the shenanigans, that's the gum, it's all the fucking bullshit.
And she denied.
You can't, yeah, right. You don't get a mistrial just because you're an asshole.
Way to go. So I don't think that you have complied with the protective order. I will let you do so now. If there are documents and you would like to mark them as confidential, and we can go through the process and I can review them and make a decision, but I'm not going to seal the entire quantity of information without knowing what's in it when the rules weren't followed properly. Medical.
Yeah, it's not my fault. You filed it. You fucked up. It's not my fault.
See, this lawyer is saying, I fucked up, now I want the judge to do a fuck ton of work about it. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, he wants a blanket order.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, the only way that happens is if I start, you decide which ones and we start going through. I'm not going to give a blanket protective order for 2 years of texts and emails. It's already out there.
Was this guy not paying attention at Harvard Law? Was he smoking a lot of crack?
Well, information. I think I heard you tell me it's already been destroyed. If that's not true, I will order that because I don't think the medical information of any individual who's not a party to this case is relevant in any way, shape, or form.
Why
this
would
case. I don't know what they're talking about.
That I can do easily. The rest of it really depends on what's in there and circumstances and the rest of it.
So she said no. No to his blanket protective order.
But Alex could say, I've got 18 pictures of my penis in there. Can we blanket those? Can we protect those? And then she would have to say, well, let's have a look at them.
Oh, we didn't play this one yesterday. This is Alex Jones on the stand.
Yes.
Again, yesterday.
You're saying, Mr. Jones, that you're taking these court proceedings seriously. You're approaching them in good faith. But the truth of the matter is, you've been broadcasting repeatedly a picture of our judge on fire. Haven't you?
What? Has he really?
Well, like tweeting or something.
What is it? Can we see?
It's a meme of the judge on fire or something.
I haven't seen that.
Of our judge on fire. Haven't you?
Objection compound, Your Honor?
No.
Oh, here, do you want to see it? They're showing him his own tweet. The judge, and I don't know, somebody else on fire behind Blind Lady Justice. He had his InfoWars people make that, or somebody made that.
They must be looking for a mistrial or something.
No.
No. Here's the...
The person on the left of this image is our judge, correct?
Yes.
The person on the right is another judge you don't like. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
He just admitted it. He's like, yeah, I don't like him.
And these were...
Yes.
Lawyer, you've been broadcasting a picture of our judge on fire, correct? No. Shows him pic of broadcasting judge on fire.
Well, they're not on fire. They're engulfed in flames. So.
What's this?
We come back to Christ, and we come back to war against the globalists with the truth, and we will never surrender.
That's January 5th, 2021.
This is where Alex Jones is more of a Nazi than an entertainer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really creepy, man. Jeez.
What's this one?
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me.
Because the camera work was brilliant. They panned, whoever was running the camera for Court TV ran right over
they
to Alex Jones.
Well, I mean,
Alex Jones, and zoomed in on his face, dude, as he was like,
all of a sudden, if you're a director on Courtroom TV, Hamlet just walked through the door. Yeah, I'm going to cover the shit out of this because it's good.
What is this? This is Owen Schroyer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that turdling of Alex's. Who's got his own show on InfoWars
now. Oh, wow, Owen.
But
good
he used
job.
To be out in the field, a reporter.
Right.
It says, it looks like Alex Jones and his sidekick Owen Schroyer violated the rule of sequestration.
Yes.
And here's the judge yelling at Owen Schroyer about something. Who's rocking a really weird, lumbered, sexual, really sassily coiffed beard. I mean, it's really...
It's a master horrible. Race. That is
master race.
Salt Life, MAGA, yeah. Bro Country.
It's a MAGA dandy.
Oh my God. Make it stop.
You testified just today that you were a guest or a co-host with Mr. Jones on Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes.
And you testified that you did a show and then a second show. Is that right?
Yes.
And what were the topics of those two shows? I mean, were any of the topics of those two shows this trial?
Yes.
Okay. Did you and Mr. Jones talk about anything that happened at the trial?
I don't recall exactly what was discussed.
Are they still available?
It was 2 days ago. I don't remember what was discussed.
Did you and Mr. Jones talk about anything that happened at the trial?
I don't recall exactly what was discussed.
Are they still available for viewing?
I believe so.
So you think you talked about the trial without talking about what happened at the trial?
I'm not sure.
Well, you just told me that the topic included this trial, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm asking you, did you talk about what happened in this courtroom? You said, I don't remember.
Well, I just don't recall the exact details. Or
I'm not asking you for any details. Did you talk about things that happened in this courtroom?
Probably, yes.
Didn't Mr. Raynal inform you that you were under the rule?
What rule?
So is that a no? Did he have a conversation with you about being under the rule?
These people are children.
He told me I am not to watch any other witness testimony.
Did he not tell you you weren't to speak with any other witness?
I don't believe so.
Did he not tell you you weren't supposed to discuss anything that happened in this courtroom during the trial?
No.
Okay.
And she looked over at this lawyer. So here's Owen tossing the lawyer under the...
Yay! God damn.
You know what's going to happen? Alex is going to turn around and sue the lawyer, and then the lawyer is going to come out and say, they're lying. I absolutely told them.
Because what happened is they went and talked about the show, right? In the trial.
Right. He talked about it on his show.
I feel like this judge is like, it's harder... My kids hold up under questioning better than these adults. God, it's like she's not talking. I think the problem with dealing with these conservaloons is that the bar is low and we infantilize them because they're so stupid.
What is this?
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia?
Hey, motherfuckers, are you just now? They talk about this shit all the fucking time, man.
Yesterday.
They talk about that all the time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, God, welcome to the party, courtroom.
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Whoa, did he say the Clintons?
See, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein did.
You mean Jeffrey Epstein did for the Clintons?
See, is this lawyer is getting cute. Like, now you're in Alex Jones's area. Now you're in Alex Jones. They get to the pedophiles and the Clintons. He's going to, you don't get confident. Don't get cocky. This is his shit. The Clintons. He did the Clintons. Drink.
Are you sure?
Seth Rich.
You mean the pedophile, like Jeffrey Epstein with the Clintons? That is spectacular.
Right. You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
With the Clintons.
Can he barely bring himself to say the stupid words? Or what the fuck? Is there more to this?
Jeffrey Epstein said with the Clintons.
Oh, God, this is good shit, man. Ugh.
Apparently, he called in to some show yesterday on InfoWars.
Oh, Detroit.
And she said, I'm going to instruct the jury that you're a liar tomorrow. I mean, it's unprecedented. Then she ordered my lawyer to violate attorney-client privilege and tell her about our private conversations. Which is just unprecedented. I mean, this is like a tour de force of how to violate people's rights.
Tour.
It's unbelievable. And I just feel sorry for everybody, including these quacked out leftists and lawyers and the judge. I mean, they are all just over the deep end and have no idea what they've done. She also made this really weird statement where she said, you believe everything you say is the truth.
I don't know. I just talked
about that. It's a tour de force. I agree. That courtroom shit with that. This whole thing is a tour de force. Correct. It's a tour de force.
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of turds. Wow.
It's okay. I don't know. It's
what is that? Jeez.
Yesterday, Alex Jones and his attorneys on their way out of the courtroom this afternoon. If convicted, Heidecker could face up to 3.7 years.
Fucking ground.
Mr. Heidecker, you are that close. You are that close.
Oh, this is a comparison, too.
Oh, okay.
I guess a previous trial with this Heidecker guy, I guess.
Jeez. To Alex Jones' antics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty crazy, though. I mean...
What's this?
Your allegation that government official.
Yeah, that's the same one. We're engaged in pedophilia. Absolutely.
I got to tell you, most trials, if I'm going to critique some courtroom TV shit, why is this one so good? I mean, you know, you got to ask yourself, this is good shit here. These I watched the court, these
the OJ persecution trial. That's going on. And I have had the staff at the courthouse tell me, almost all of them I walk by and talk to, we appreciate you. We understand what's happening. What? This is wrong. We're ashamed. They fist bump us and my crew when I go to the little cafe next door during the break. They give us free food. And
I to go to the cafe too.
Oh, I want to sit in that cafe.
Him. You know what I would do? I would go to that cafe. And don't you just want to hang out from a table, just a couple of tables away?
Oh, yeah, just watch.
Watch that
yeah.
motherfucker drink a latte. I just want to see what goes on.
The waitresses kiss us on the cheeks.
What?
And say, hey, that New York Times reporter came over and asked me if you were drinking alcohol. I told you you weren't. I mean, it's like Fight Club where it's on. I'm at the grocery store yesterday, shake 20 hands, probably walk by 50 people. They all said, we're so sorry for what's happening. It's wrong. Keep fighting. How do you take it? I had crew members, like a bunch of them, come into my office this morning and hug me.
I had Owen come in here and hug
me. Yes, of course they did. They're kissing the ring every morning. They're terrified of you.
He's got a lot of noise reduction on that.
He's got a lot of what? Noise?
You can hear at the end of his sentences where it clips and goes to dead silence.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, because he's in studio, it seems like there's a lot of ambient noise there. Well, listen to the end of a sentence.
Probably walk by 50 people. They all
hear that 50 people.
Oh,
it sounds
like. Yeah. Shit.
And then it's dead quiet.
Is that what our show sounds like?
Probably not. I mean, I live it might, but I process
you,
it.
You do it better than everybody else. Those lumber sexuals at InfoWars.
Well, this is live. I mean, it's harder live to
to
handle shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Breaking news, everyone. Right,
this
you heard it here.
Justin
Alex Jones $4 million.
How does that work? Does he just get a bill? It's like, hey, you owe this person, you owe these people $4 million. Please send a check.
I mean, he'll probably have to pay attorney fees too. I would assume that usually.
Yeah.
Comes into it. Oh, here's the...
It's like, watch
I
your
think
cat.
Here's the verdict.
Oh, okay.
I'm now going to read the answers given by those jurors. Just the answers. Question 1A, $50,000. Question 1B, $10,000. Question 1C, $50,000. Question 1D, no dollars.
Damn.
Question 2A, $1.5 million.
Bam!
Question 2B, $500,000.
So these must be like each individual incident and case that they're asked to assign cash value to.
So this is a moment in the show when Alex Jones is like, they're all crisis actors, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this moment, they're talking about one moment in a show that cost him $5 million.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
In one moment,
yeah. This time on the show, he said this. Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Stupid shit. How do you feel about all your? You could have talked. This is what I've always thought about him. You could have talked about anything but that. He could have talked. Oh, he talks about dumb shit all the time. Chemtrails, frogs fucking on Mars with what were the frogs doing on Mars at the pedophilia camps or some shit like that?
Well, that was the guy on his show that said that.
Oh,
be,
I'm sorry.
To
that's
be
right.
honest.
Someone in his, a guest on his show
yes,
said that.
Yes,
but, I mean, I don't know. It's so many things. He could have just not talked about this.
Question 2A, $1.5 million.
Oh.
Question 2B, $500,000. Question 3A, $1.5 million. And question 3B, $500,000.
Oh, shit.
Is this your verdict? The 10 of you who signed it. So say each and all of you, all 10 of you. I'm now.
Jeez. Boy, Alex Jones must be. God, man. I bet this bothers him.
I don't know if he was in court when that was read, I
would hope
they didn't pan over to him or anything. So,
oh boy, I tell you, if I'm that courtroom director, I'm like, I would lose my mind. I was like, he's not in today. Fuck it. I would be beside myself. What a great subject he was. They must have loved shooting Alex Jones. They must have been like, geez. I want to know if the cameraman had herded the guy before the courtroom.
Well, InfoWars is a radio show on TV. And that's really what Oprah Winfrey is, too. It's just, it all goes back to radio when I started 100 years ago.
The Oprah Winfrey comparison is insane, but less offensive than the Holocaust to your verdict, right? So that's better.
Meanwhile, is Oprah doing radio right now? That I don't know about?
I think if you listen to Oprah's show and close your eyes, it's radio.
Right.
I don't know. He might be wrong.
It all goes back to radio when I started 100 years ago, or a little bit more now. 100? And so that's a separate thing. A talk show with opinions and people debating is like The View. They're not fact-checking. They're just giving their opinions. When I'm on the radio show, most of the time I'm just a pundit giving my opinion. Everybody on talk radio knows that. We play devil's advocates. We look at both sides.
You know, sometimes devil's advocate. Does that mean that you'll say like the Sandy Hook parents were whatever? And I mean, playing devil's advocate doesn't mean you go after victims of mass shootings, right?
Oh, he got told to stop this too. I didn't realize it was a clip of this too. He got told to stop trying to hawk his bullshit.
Hey, buddy, the top lab recognized in the United States. All we do is put our label on it, so we know it's triple tested, the highest quality. And that's why people love it, because it is the best out there. And I'll give it to Whole Foods, and I'll give it to GNC and others. They've got the same stuff. There's all sorts of crap you can buy at a gas station out there. That's not what ours is. I mean, we buy our PQQ and CoQ10 from the Japanese. I mean, it's the best. Costs 5 times what synthetic PQQ and CoQ10 cost.
They said,
I find him liable for $4 million, but I really want to know where I can get that horny goat weed from Japan. Where's that Japanese dick hardener?
Are you not allowed to advertise your shit during a trial where you're on trial? You're the subject, you're the target of the trial. You're the guy. You're the defendant. Is the defendant allowed to do commercials?
I think they frown upon it, to be honest.
Do you remember the OJ trial? He did that one Hertz spot. Judge Ito's like, I'll allow it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Juice, or whatever his name is.
What is this?
You didn't tell me if you really are trying to move for mistrial, or that was just a throwaway.
No, we are moving for a mistrial.
You didn't tell me if you're really moving for a mistrial, or is that just a throwaway, says the judge to Alex Jones's lawyer.
She doesn't know.
Are you really moving for a mistrial, or was that a throwaway?
You know who I want to interview? The person this judge talks to at night after she comes home from work. I want to hear what that guy has heard. Please write a book.
You didn't tell me if you really are trying to move from this trial, or that was just a throwaway.
No, we are moving from this trial.
It's like the 17th time or something.
This is like the 17th time or something. Says the judge that you moved for a mistrial.
The judge is like, I'm out of Xanax. I can't deal with you people anymore.
Listen, judge, we're so bad and we've made so many mistakes. I don't know how you can't declare it a mistrial. We are so incompetent, Your Honor.
Alex Jones literally put up a picture of your face on fire.
That was just a throwaway. You know,
we are moving for a mistrial.
Like the 17th time or something. Based on the exchange between Mr. Bankston and Mr. Jones yesterday on the stand.
And we obviously Mr. Bankston has been rooting around in the attorney-client communications.
I think that overstates circumstances.
So they're saying that there were texts between the lawyers and Alex in the text that they sent to the plaintiff,
right?
And that should be under attorney-client privilege. And she's like, he's rooting around in privileged items. And she's like, that's overstating.
But he gave it to
exactly.
him.
Your people gave it to him.
I mean, shit.
That overstates circumstances. First of all, you and Mr. Bankston have been here with me what feels like 24 hours a day for 2 weeks. So I don't know how he has been doing any of that, number one. And number two, it sounds like an enormous quantity of material. The only thing I've seen is one text. So I don't know what organization this material is in. I don't know if it's labeled or if he did a search. I don't know, and you don't know whether he's seen anything attorney-client privileged or not. So I don't think you should say that as if it were established.
He's rooting around, he said. He's rooting around in privileged material.
Now I'm pissed off.
And you know they are.
Yeah, well, listen.
You know there's interns.
That better be a searchable PDF. Find a nerd, make that searchable. And if you aren't familiar with Alex Jones, give Crab Diving a call. We'll tell you the terms to search for.
That as if it were established. I'm going to deny the motion.
We're all shocked.
It's like the 17th time.
I'm not going to put another judge through this, she says. I'm denying the motion. No.
Judges will be going through this often because this maggots. This is maggotry. This is just simple maggotry. Making fun of people.
Right, but only if appellate court agrees to hear it.
Right. Right.
You know, after this. Only if they take it up and
what would they appeal though? I guess the decision? And they would say that they thought the judge
they should have it should have been a mistrial for a million different reasons and
yeah.
And first of all, he's not liable. He didn't do it.
Can they appeal that's the decision, but can they appeal the dollar amounts?
Yes.
Oh, okay. that's the guy he hired. And I mean,
yes.
I mean, maybe, you know, the day the jury's voting on that, on these certain counts is the guy when he
punitive damages are limited to 2 times the compensatory, so he can only get $8 million more.
So we know the guy hid away $62 million,
right?
And all these fuckers are going to get is 12,
right?
What the fuck kind of shit is that? That's not enough. He terrorized these people. He did.
Yeah.
$12 million. $12 million. You have his whole cell phone in a PDF.
So thoughts and prayers.
And he lied through the whole trial.
What is this?
God.
No, it's a visual of the lawyer.
Yeah.
Giving a dirty look to Jones's lawyer when they were up at the bench talking about something. She looked over at him like, don't fucking talk.
Right. Keep it down, buddy.
So there you go. The verdict or the decision on how much money.
That's right, Pat.
Compensatory cash he's going to get.
Oh, yeah. $12 million. Does that bother him?
A little.
I mean,
but it's not.
Happened.
Yeah, I mean, when he was facing $150 million possible.
God, just doesn't seem like. I thought the point of this was like they would bankrupt Alex Jones and it would be no more. But now he for sure will go back out there and do more. He's got to make more money.
He's got to sell more horny goat weed.
He's got to figure out.
RG78 is the best,
right,
in the world. We get from Japan.
Do you think he can make that money without defaming people that were killed in mass shootings or survivors of family victims? You know what I mean? Can he make the money? Just what's he allowed to talk about?
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think he'll be okay. Unless the next one gets him too.
What?
Some of the other parents. There's other lawsuits.
Oh, so this isn't it.
Correct. This is just 2 parents.
Does he get a different judge?
Yes, because it's different states, I think.
See, that's a mistake. I think this is good TV, and it's a shame. I would keep the lawyer. That was a good character. I would keep Alex Jones, of course. I would keep The cameraman did a great job. It looked great. And I would keep the defense attorney. He was funny. And, of course, the judge. I thought this is going to sound weird, but the judge and Alex had chemistry on camera. Do you agree?
Yes, I thought the entire troupe was very well cast. Everybody performed.
Notice everybody's going to be very different. Well. Come on. Court TV's not happy with this decision. New everybody, new cast. Same shit.
We have other news.
Yes.
Besides Alex Jones. I know it's hard to tear ourselves away.
Right.
Biden has declared monkeypox a public health emergency.
Yes. What do I do about it?
The Biden administration, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra.
Right.
May remember him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He used to be our representative when we lived in California.
Right, and now it is Matt Gaetz.
Now we have Matt Gaetz. Quite an interesting transition.
Do you think Becerra hangs out with Matt, knows him at all, or are they like, hey, what's up, diddler?
Sure, sure. Like with the Clintons.
Yeah. Not that. Did we talk about that enough?
That I mean, attorney, that's that attorney crazy. Really kind of set that one up. Yeah. You don't say pedophile to Alex Jones and not expect him to hit one out of the park.
Clintons. And then he plugged his own shit. He plugged those dumb fucking supplements that he sells. Willie Loman.
Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency today.
Yes.
In an effort to galvanize awareness and unlock additional flexibility and funding to fight the virus's spread.
Yes. Good luck.
The administration's announcement follows similar decisions by health officials in New York, California, and Illinois.
Jeez.
The World Health Organization on July 23rd declared monkeypox a public health emergency internationally.
Damn.
Its highest level warning after confirming outbreaks in about 70 countries.
Ugh, God, this sucks. How do you not get it?
Don't touch anybody. Don't touch anything somebody touched.
Ugh, that's tough on this, you know. If we're so touchy. Do you realize people are still shaking hands after the pandemic? I thought we would morph to the bow.
I see a
Japanese
lot of fist bumps.
Thing. That's still contact, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but
not
it's
as bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like this. This is bad for radio, but I'll show you what I like. This.
Just like a light head nod?
No, a bow. It's a bow. I have my thumbs right.
Why are you bowing?
Well, just bow to somebody.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's
wave.
Contactless.
Wave.
I'm fine with waving,
Yo,
too.
Yo, what's up? Hey.
Hey, how's
there
it going?
There you go. Hey.
What about a point?
Sure, yay.
Bam!
Hey. Hey there.
Hey. Well, the person bows to you first if they're going to initiate. That's how that works.
The human-to-human transmission of monkeypox does happen by sexual, and sexual activity can play a significant role. It might primarily spreads among humans through close skin-to-skin contact.
Perfect. Wow. Be careful at the phone parties, Marco. And Matt Gaetz, be careful at all those.
Especially with the disease's hallmark blister-like rash. Who's fucking someone with blisters all over their bodies? How? Can't you wait?
Relax, it's not monkeypox.
Good God.
It's chlamydia. You're fine. Don't worry about this sore. Just ignore it.
Researchers are still studying whether people can be asymptomatically contagious. But individuals are considered infectious at least until the rash has fully healed and fresh skin has formed.
I'm itching right now. This goddamn pandemic of the monkeypox.
So it's not an STD or an STI, however you want to.
Right.
I guess it would be an STI. It's an infection. That but it's just close contact. It's your skin to skin contact.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not. From groinal fluids type of
Greco wrestlers can get this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
They should wear body condoms.
Everybody should. Everybody should absolutely wear body condoms.
Right.
So there you go. Keep an eye out for your
Yay.
For your monkeypox there.
Good monkeypox.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
There's no video.
No video.
There's never been video for ScroGuard. Oh, we would know.
There might have been video for ScroGuard.
That was a long time ago.
But yeah, that's I think I played that drop from the... That might have been from back in the days of the wrestling network.
Absolutely. That is a real commercial. You didn't make that up.
I did not make that. And that's only the first part of it.
Oh, yeah. It's very long.
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any two buttons securely into place. When you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
You know, this,
it
this
basically looked like underwear, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like with boxer briefs.
Yeah, but with a hole cut out for the
made
penis.
Out of latex. Yeah, with a hole for your willy.
This voiceover artist is like, take your penis out, inject it into the... What am I reading?
Yay.
ScroGuard.
So there you go. Watch out for the monkeypox, y'all.
Now listen, Don LaFontaine.
And the COVID.
When you say ScroGuard, there's going to be a giant explosion behind you. Just know that. Do you think the director, do the explosion what it sounds like?
Also in the news today, this lovely Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow, everyone, it's Faithless Friday.
Yes,
we're
Jesus.
We're all quite excited.
Thank you for the monkeypox, Christ. Appreciate it. That's a fun one. Right. Boy, I tell you what, we like, Corona's not good enough. How about a little monkeypox? Fuck you. Not praying enough. Too much dick sucking.
This is, no, maybe I won't play that. I'll play this tomorrow.
Yes.
This is one to play tomorrow. Although there is, this is actually in the news.
Yes.
It was something about they're looking into Tony Perkins, not the guy that was in,
not the
Psycho.
Actor.
Yeah. Who's this is the past.
Yeah. This is the douchebag.
Tony Perkins, the Christo fascist who runs American Family Fuckwad Conservative Network of dickwads. You know, it's one
Nazis,
of those
Nazis, but yes,
it's one of those groups.
He's not great,
and but there now, I think there was like a couple of members of Congress that said, you know, this group of his has filed to be as a church.
What?
Yeah, like his group is tax exempt. All his group does is politics.
It's a political movement. It's right. Not a praying thing. Is there anything remotely spiritual about Tony Perkins?
Family Research Council is his ridiculous organization.
Research, not praying or Jeebus.
Yeah. Congressional House Democrats are asking the IRS to review the tax-exempt status of a prominent conservative advocacy group recently classified as a church.
Recently.
Arguing that the organization may be exploiting the designation to avoid scrutiny. Golly gee willikers, woo! Do you think a Christian organization would do that? How dare you?
That's all of them. No offense.
Godless Dems. How dare you?
Why? With all that, you know what bothers me? All that money's out there. The government can't go get any of it.
Ooh, 40 Democrats.
Oh, shit.
Led by U.S. Rep. Susan Del Bene from Washington and Jared Huffman from California.
Go get him, Susan and Jared.
Know, out west where adults live. Outlined their concerns about the Family Research Council in a letter sent to the head of the IRS and the Secretary of the Treasury.
Hello?
On Monday, according to a recent report from ProPublica, the FRC, the Family Research Council.
Yeah, the church.
Successfully applied to be reclassified as a group of churches in 2020.
Well, do you have a temple? Or a synagogue or anything like that?
Gosh, who was in charge in 2020? Let me see if I can remember that far back.
I think it was that we had this one president that ran Miss Universe. Yeah. But he was also very similar to Hitler.
Lawmakers say that while the FRC often appeals to faith and advocates for, quote, biblical worldview, the status change strains credulity because the group operates primarily as a political advocacy organization. They do not hold religious services. They do not have a congregation or affiliated congregations. They do not possess many of the other attributes of churches listed by the IRS.
They aren't a fucking... That's like saying, do you see that cow? We're going to make that a duck. Well, it doesn't have feathers or a bill. It has udders.
It says, this is from the Democrats. FRC is one example of an alarming pattern in the last decade. Right-wing advocacy groups self-identifying as churches and applying for and receiving church status.
Of fucking course. We knew all about... They've been doing that for years, though, right?
Yeah, but this is blatant. I mean, some of them at least had like a storefront or something, or you know.
Do they have any hymnals?
But this motherfucker, they're not even doing anything.
Show me one hymnal. We'll give you that exemption. One hymnal. That's all I need to see. Can't do it. Sorry.
The FRC, led by former state lawmaker and ordained minister Tony Perkins, claimed in its IRS application that it holds chapel services in its main building in Washington, although a staffer suggested otherwise when ProPublica contacted them.
Yeah.
The FRC also claimed it has a congregation made up of board members, employees, supporters, and partner churches.
We have... So
we could form a church right now.
Oh, okay.
Crab Diving Church. You, me, and Shelby. Anybody else who wants to be
in? Oh, yeah. This sounds like if KPMG or some other accounting firm, let's say Arthur Anderson... wanted to say, we're a church. What's your congregation then? That's a bunch of accountants, office support people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean.
Let's build an ark.
Well, it's not a church. They say, this is a church. Oh, yeah, we should build an ark. We actually should build an ark.
The FRC is primarily known for its longstanding advocacy on conservative issues. Perkins is credited with being a driving force behind Trump's efforts to ban transgender people from the military.
Jeez.
Perkins was also part of a, quote, pro-life voices for Trump.
I mean, he's...
Is that ironic? Or is that pro-life oxymoronic? Voices. Is that...
There's nothing pro-life about that rapey little fuck.
How many dead corona people?
Oh, a million.
More. Got to be double that.
Right.
You know they lowballed.
And you know our future will hold someone that will have someone that will hold Trump accountable and be able to say, well, it's this many deaths due to his, he didn't do anything.
In the letter, the lawmakers note the benefits of being classified as a church. Churches do not have to file 990 forms, which detail the salaries of major staffers.
No, yes.
Allowing for public scrutiny. They don't, Joel Osteen don't have to file what he makes and what other people make because he's a church.
So, wait, why? Okay. That's so, you know.
Welcome to the United Freedom Churches of America. Yeah.
Whatever the fuck this is. Boy.
Ha ha ha. The Washington Post reported in 2020 that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association was reclassified as a church sometime around 2015, roughly the same time controversy began to swirl regarding the reported $880,000 annual salary they pay the group's head, Franklin fucking Graham.
$880,000.
That was in 2015.
I run this little church over here that sells cocaine.
Other organizations that made the change include Gideon's International, the Hotel Bibles.
Okay.
Willow Creek Association. So these are non-churches that are filing as churches.
The people that put all the Bibles in the hotel want to say they're a church.
The Gideon's International, yes.
They want to say that we make Bibles, we're a church. That's like the phone company saying, I make phone books, I'm a phone. Right?
Yeah. Also signing the letter... U.S. Representatives Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, Rosa DeLauro, Rashida Tlaib, J. Jane Schakowsky, Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida. So a whole
Jane
bunch.
Jane Schakowsky used to be my person.
A whole bunch.
Well, good. Why isn't everyone signing that?
Did I mention Republicans are also in Congress?
Tony Perkins.
Do we need to remind people of that?
He fucking sucks, too. He
Family
sucks.
Research Council.
But Greg Locke is not a church, technically, right? Because he doesn't get that exemption.
Right.
He doesn't. Greg, Greg, why don't you get that exemption? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Is he lying?
Come on.
Yeah, he must get the exemption.
He's a Christian.
We did that story because he said that.
Christians don't lie, Ryan.
But could we look up and tell if he's like, can't people tell what your status is? Like, it's public record to know that Greg Locke runs a church or.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I guess he could lie publicly about it.
Yeah. But Greg Locke has a building and a tent. And
I just don't understand what people can do anymore. So you can be in a church yelling, act like a church, and then say you're not a church. And then you cannot be a church and say you are a church.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
It sounds like, you know, when I say it like that, now I sound like some like somebody who's like, everything's binary. Everything's either you're a church or you're not a church. That's not what I'm saying.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got some time left here.
We should be at church.
In the big old show.
Shelby.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrollGuard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. Its soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
Mike Pence!
You know,
that was a request.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
on Twitter, looking forward to a ScrollGuard Pence mashup. Thanks for the message. Thank you, thank you.
You think Mike Pence has ever put one on?
Mother's ScrollGuard?
Like, mother's husband. Mother's like,
hello,
listen,
mother.
Listen, Mike, I'm gonna do it with you, but I'm not getting that monkeypox. Put that ScrollGuard on.
His wife.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. We haven't heard a whisper out of the White House on this case.
Hmm.
I mean, not a whisper. And the president comments on everything. Doesn't he? I mean,
yes, he does.
I mean, you could have him announce that corn prices are down. The president would have a press conference, it seems like.
That's the black one, if I need to remind everyone. Oh, wait, maybe not. That might have been Bill Clinton. Yeah, that might have been Bill Clinton.
He comments on everything. Well, he's the president, you dumb fuck. You didn't comment on shit, but I tell you
Let's
what.
Let's talk about the blowjob.
I mean, you know, Mike, you let a fly land on your hair, and it didn't move during a debate. It's just
spectacular
there.
Moment.
I thought there was a fly on the TV.
And Kamala didn't say a word. Not a word. Not, hey, Mike. On your head.
Mr. Vice President.
Nope. Keep your mouth shut. She was like, oh my God, that fly is still on his head. This is the best.
You think if they would have hung him, that fly would have showed up?
Oh, I don't know.
Say, I'm not moving during this whole hanging
Several
procedure.
Of them have...
My favorite guy. I'm going to miss him.
Depending on how long they let him hang there.
This is my favorite.
You're down. The president would have a press conference, it seems like. I haven't missed a race out there in 15 years consecutively. I've been to 20 races.
Oh, this is squealing about the Indy 500.
Oh, okay.
That there was a newspaper piece that said people aren't going to it anymore. And he's like, I don't know what they're talking about. Everybody loves the Indy 500.
I don't want to go. How's that?
Well, I couldn't give two fucks about it.
Yeah, you don't want to go to that.
Call with your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn? Is adultery no longer a big deal in Indiana and in America? And just love to know your thoughts, because I for one, believe that the seventh commandment contained in the Ten Commandments.
Thanks for clearing that up. Thank you, Mike. We were thinking it might have been the 36
right.
commandments.
Nobody has any footage of him in a shower doing crazy shit with Al Gore or anything like anything going on fun like that. I mean,
God, he's so boring, man. Do you think Manafort was like, this guy should be your vice president? Because if you lose your reelection, this dumb fuck won't certify. And you'll be able to fight it and stay in power. And that way, the first time around, you can do all the illegal shit you want and just pardon everybody. God, Mike Pence really fooled these guys.
Mike, if you don't do it, you know they're going to kill you.
He said that too, probably.
Mike. They're mad. People are mad. People are mad. That was, Jonathan Carl or Jonathan Lemire? Well, one of the writer, you know, the guys who wrote a book said, whoever Trump said this to, he said that was the most chilling thing he's ever heard a president say was when he said, you know, they wanted to kill him. They brought a gallows out and they were chanting, hang Mike Pence.
Yeah.
He said, well, look, they were mad. They were really mad.
With an extension cord, too.
Right. They didn't have,
orange extension cord. What a sad way. I don't know. Did you think you would die? Did you think, God, I wonder if he's in that room. They're coming for him. The Secret Service is calling their family members saying goodbye. He looks out that window. He's like, geez, they built a gallows. That's not for me, is it? And then he starts hearing those chants. Hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence.
Yeah.
I bet there weren't any flies landing on his head that day.
Mike Pence is like, maybe they were chanting, Mike Pence is hung. Mike Pence is hung.
Was his wife with him and everything? I mean,
Mike Pence.
Karen, they're going to hang me. I'm going to go out and take it. I'm going to go do it.
I'm going to go calm them down outside.
You know, Mittens went out there to talk to him, reason with him. He hasn't been back yet. I just want to see what he has to say. Yeah.
And I'm sure they would have been really nice to AOC and Ilhan Omar had they found her.
No one has ever said Ayanna Pressley's panic button in her office disabled.
Right.
Not one fucking thing about that. I haven't heard shit about that shit.
Very strange.
Nobody's asked one word about that at those insurrection hearings.
Very, very odd.
Jeez.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Why? You know, it's all why is it? Because it's Congress representatives from the House. It's the House investigating the insurrection.
Yes.
Why the fuck isn't AOC on that panel? Why the fuck is it Pelosi?
You know, she's busy too.
But no, they were coming for her. I don't understand. And Pelosi, why is there no squad on there? Why is there not one squad person on there? Right?
There might be, but I don't know.
Because they were coming
not for the January 6th committee.
We know they were coming for the squad, right?
I mean, that would have been at the top of their list.
I mean,
yeah,
we know that. That's just weird to me.
Some of the rhinos, maybe.
Y'all should have put AOC on there. Would have been, you know.
I actually think Romney might have been in more danger than AOC. I think they.
No, I don't.
I think some of their hatred is for the rhinos.
No, I don't know.
More fierce, but
I think if they would have found any of those Democratic lawmakers, especially a female, they would have killed them.
Oh, yeah. U.S. basketball community is decrying the conviction and 9-year prison sentence from a Russian court. I'll put in quotes.
Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. It's
unjust.
She didn't have any cannabis on her. I don't believe that one fucking second. She's a target. They went and got her. That's what happened.
WNBA commissioner and the NBA commissioner issued a joint statement saying today's verdict and sentencing is unjustified and unfortunate, but not unexpected. And Brittany Griner remains wrongfully detained. The WNBA and NBA's commitment to her safe return has not wavered. It is our hope that we are near the end of this process to finally bring BG home to the United States.
God damn. 9 years. Go get her out of this fucking shit. How long has she been detained? For a long time now?
Months, right?
I mean,
What is it like? Do we know what it's like?
I'm sure Russian prisons are lovely.
It's crazy. Get her the fuck out of there. That's stupid.
Although she's probably in a nicer one because they don't want the world community to know.
Yeah.
You know, what their actual prisons are like.
She didn't have any fucking weed on her. Fuck that. You side with Brittany Griner.
A prisoner swap was also discussed during a call between Blinken and Sergey Lavrov on Friday.
Blinken.
Says they are continuing talks with the Russians.
Okay.
So that's bullshit.
Yeah. It's nuts. I can't imagine how stressful that must be for her family and everybody. You know, they planted that. It's so stupid. They planted that shit on her. You can't tell me different. I sound like a Republican talking about the existence of God, but you know, it's Russia and she's a target. They didn't even have to plant it on her. They could say they found it. Have we even seen the cartridges they claim they found?
I thought it was one cartridge, that it was less than a gram, it said.
With trace amounts of cannabis.
I don't know about I didn't say the word trace, but yeah. I heard it was less than 1 gram.
Yeah. 9 years. That's what the Republicans want. They love that, right?
Oh, God. Well, she's a black lesbian. Are you kidding me?
That's fucked up.
Of course they love that.
Jeez, man.
But if it would have been some maggot, some baseball player.
Get the fuck out of here. Jeez. It's true, though. If it was quote-unquote LeBron James. But it was LeBron James, actually. LeBron James of the NBA. She's a huge NBA star. WNBA.
Yeah. Thanks for joining, everybody.
Thanks for clicking on our show. Never close that window. Never. And if you get tired of listening to the show, keep the window open. Just turn the volume all the way down. That's how you do it. All right?
Politico?
Woo!
Fulton County DA in
Hell
Georgia.
Hell yeah!
Has filed in federal court opposing Senator Lindsey Graham's attempt to quash their subpoena.
Damn.
Quote, Graham's actions certainly appear interconnected with former President Trump's similar efforts to pressure Georgia election officials into, quote, finding 11,780 votes.
Damn, Lindsey, I don't know. I'd be nervous. Does that make Lindsey nervous?
So the DA says they filed opposing Lindsey's attempt to quash it.
Will Lindsey get a better lawyer than Alex Jones's attorney?
What was his attorney's name?
That guy was something else. I think he would piss Lindsey off. Lindsey would be like, "You gave him my whole cell phone."
Wait, what did you give him?
Didn't Lindsey Graham?
No, Trump gave out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number.
Oh, that's right.
During the campaign.
But then somebody smashed it with a...
He did. He thought he was being funny, so he hit it with a golf club. He hit a cell phone with a golf club.
And in the meantime, everybody's sitting there, there's no way this guy's ever going to win.
Right.
Well.
The filing cites claims made by Raffensperger about a pressure campaign Graham conducted on Trump's behalf, in which he implied for us to, quote, this is from Raffensperger,
yes,
implied for us to audit the envelopes and then throw out the ballots for counties who have the highest frequency error of signatures.
Oh, shit.
Graham has since claimed, I was only acting as a United States senator who's worried about the integrity of the electoral process.
And he's like, and Brad Raffensperger's dirty as fuck. Why does anybody, I was surprised he turned me down. Right? This is voter suppression guy. This is voter suppression guy, and Kemp is voter suppression guy. And now because of all this shit in Fulton County, they're looking like heroes. I don't like it.
So Lindsey Graham. Maybe in Trubs too.
Now, if they put Trump in jail, I'll be okay with it.
Never happen.
No.
I will be amazed if Trump ever goes to jail.
The phone call. I need you to find 11,000 fucking votes. That's incredibly illegal, right?
He will hand over Don Jr. to get out of it.
Oh, that's
hey. I don't know what they. Hey, I don't know. Don Jr. was in charge. I don't. You know.
Sorry, kid.
I don't know.
What about Eric? Not Eric, though.
No,
they won't turn him over. Will Trump?
It was Don Jr. and Tiffany.
Will Trump sell Eric out? What will matter?
And Melania.
Melania.
Fuck you! I did not do nothing.
See, will Melania protect Trump in court?
No, she's going to figure out how much money she's going to make from a book.
Oh, yeah, and those gifts.
After she divorces him.
Nifts. Right.
She makes lot of money from book.
She's going to write it?
Anti-Trump book.
She's going to copy Michelle Obama's book.
Right.
We forget about that, too. We didn't, but...
Yeah. Saying, Mr. Jones, that you're taking these court proceedings seriously. You're approaching them in good faith. But the truth of the matter is... You've been broadcasting repeatedly.
Oh, yeah. We played this one already. There's another time where he goes, I take this as serious as cancer.
Listen, man, I don't know. That's funny. These attorneys are like, his show is really violent and crazy, and it's been going on the whole time. It's like, I know. Thank you for the news flash. Do you believe
that everybody, you know, has dipped their toe in InfoWars Lake?
Jesus Christ.
Like we have. We've been canoeing.
We've been doing our job.
Info swamp for a long time.
That's the job. The media's job is supposed to do stuff like that. But the lamestream media has been ignoring Alex Jones.
Yes.
Glenn Beck. Coach Dave. All those people.
What's this one? Shocking footage. Cop tases suspect after he puts his hands up and then beats him with the stun gun.
No. Oh, good.
Oh, he's fired already. California police officer has been fired and is facing a felony assault charge.
Jam.
Related to a traffic stop he conducted in Richmond, California. Then Officer Eric Smith Jr., 28, allegedly struck the victim multiple times with a taser, causing great bodily injury. He faces one count of felony assault with a deadly weapon due to the incident, which happened while he was on duty. He was also charged with inflicting great bodily injury.
Yeah.
As well as for the use of a deadly and dangerous weapon. Body cam video of the incident shows that the cop deployed his taser after the suspect raised his hands in the air.
God, these fucking cops, it's always the same.
The police chief said, it's clear in the video the suspect does not appear to be resisting. I want to apologize to the individual that was involved. We're sorry we tased you and beat the living shit out of you.
Go fuck yourself. All you cops, fuck off.
Sorry.
See, now this story makes you feel like, well, these people are doing the right thing. They're arresting the cop. They're charging him. Fuck that. That cop did it in the first place. Fuck him. Go after his fucking money, too. Fuck all these
this.
Pigs.
The Smith Jr., the cop, had been featured in a video by the Richmond Police Department highlighting his work with the community.
Oh, yes.
I felt that my calling was to kind of be on the street where I can reach people and prevent them from getting to the county jail. Oh, yeah, by killing them.
You fucking thug.
And beating them.
You fucking thug.
In the city of Richmond, you can see a young child and say, hey, man, I know your brother is taking this route, but you don't have to.
Oh, my God.
Being a police officer is the best job. It's very rewarding. And I love the hard-ons I get when I get to violate a citizen and twist their arms in the while they're wearing the handcuffs and say, stop resisting and everything. I get to go home and jerk the fuck off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, fuck these pigs. Fuck them. I mean,
listen to this. His
thugs.
Attorney.
These are fucking thugs. It's a gang. He's like, I'm protecting your brother's going down this other route. Whatever. You're giving out citations. You're making money. You're a thug.
His attorney said he was looking out for his own safety. There's a screen cap of the guy literally 10 feet away from this cop with his hands way up in the air.
Right. And that's
when he tased him.
Then you're stupid.
And then beat the shit out of him after he was laying on the ground drooling, having been tased.
Then you're a sociopath. I don't know what you are. You're a dumb fuck. Why do we give these cops guns? Let's even it out. Fuck that.
Eric Smith is a brilliant police officer and a great young man. He's taken more guns off the street than the entire department combined, thus saving countless lives. It isn't easy dealing with a violent criminal element these days. Oh,
you're the violent criminal element, exactly. And you're right. And it ain't easy dealing with you, and they should take your guns, take your tasers, take all your clubs and your fucking toys, you little pervs, and make the fight even, motherfuckers! You know what I mean? I mean, fuck this. That poor guy, he's got his hands up, and they tased him. So he's going to have PTSD and all kinds of bullshit. Oink, oink.
It's good. Listen to this lawyer. They have no respect for the law. He's talking about the victim. And too often have been getting a free pass, which only increases the vigor of their assaults against the public and police officers. The suspect was likely armed with a pistol he discarded. You know, he probably had a gun that he got rid of and we couldn't find it anywhere.
This is why the progressive wing of the Democrats know that you can't reform these psychopaths.
I had...
Sorry about that.
Just a little bit, I'm sorry.
But this story is so spiking. Emblematic of who the cops are. You can't... How do you reform... I have my hands up and that guy gets tased. How do you reform a sick, sociopathic son of a bitch that's going to tase somebody? Reform him? Throw him in jail? God.
Got a summon recently where cops stopped a guy... You know, you could just guess what color he might have been.
Yeah.
And because they were looking for a suspect that was wearing like a blue t-shirt and gray shorts.
Yeah.
And the guy they stopped had a red hoodie and blue jeans.
God.
And they literally said to him, they demanded ID. Where have you been? What's all this? He's like, what are you looking for? And they said, it's a black guy. Just, you know, you may match the description. They're like, what do you mean? Black guy, blue t-shirt, white, gray shorts. He's like, I'm wearing a hoodie and jeans. And the cop said, well, you could have changed.
Well, yeah, you're right. The guy could have changed. It could be you, you fuck.
In the moments since this crime occurred, you could have leapt into a phone booth like Super Fucking Man, or spun around like Linda Carter used to in Wonder Woman, and go poof.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, these cops.
We could use Linda Carter. We could use Wonder Woman. She's with these awesome, cops. Yeah. These cops are thugs. What other job? Who would want that job? Hi, I want to be a cop. I want to drive around in a car. I want to get a military haircut, and I want to terrorize people. I want to fucking, and they're not protecting you. Where's any of the, who is?
You know what protection you need?
Scroguard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time. And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected. This product is not available in stores. So visit Scroguard.com to make sure you get yours.
It should be.
Scroguard. Because protection is everything.
Oh, God. Wow. Can we read that last line again? A little less in the van. I've got some duct tape, please. Who the fuck did that voiceover? God damn, that's crazy. Get in the van. Got any GHB? Man.
Whew, lordy, lordy, lordy.
That's some crazy shit.
The domain name scroguard.com is for sale, everybody. If you're out.
What the
Scroguard no longer.
Can you buy Scroguard on Alex Jones on his show?
It's gone, man.
Scroguard.
It's all gone.
What if Biden came out? Due to monkeypox, I will be wearing a Scroguard to every meeting. I mean, that's relevant, right?
Yeah.
Monkeypox could protect you from... No, Scroguard could protect you from monkeypox.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Good news?
Yes.
Speaking of motherfucking cops?
Yeah.
Sort of good news. Here is Attorney General Merrick Garland today.
Oh, yeah.
Another indictment filed today.
Jeez.
Alleges that after Ms. Taylor was shot, another LMPD officer... Defendant Brett Hankison moved from the doorway to the side of her apartment and fired 10 more shots through a window and a sliding glass door, both of which were covered with blinds and curtains.
So let's think about this. This is Breonna Taylor, of course, who was murdered literally while she was sleeping, basically, when the cops did a no-knock warrant on the wrong apartment. And her boyfriend jumped up to defend themselves. He fired a shot, if I remember correctly, with his gun, because they didn't announce who they were.
Right.
They bust in the door and they pretend that they yell police.
They suck.
And then the cops just start firing rounds. And you heard Merrick Garland say, this one cop stepped around, shot through a window that had blinds and curtains on it. No idea what he was shooting into. Just bam, 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 bam.
You know,
one hand on his dick, the other hand on his gun.
So that happened, right? So that happened. They shot through the window, right? But they wouldn't go in there and save those kids in Uvalde. They stood outside like little fucking pussies.
Right.
But then shot it just into a window. What are these people doing? Why do we give these fucks
moved
guns?
From the doorway to the side of her apartment and fired 10 more shots through a window and a sliding glass door, both of which were covered with blinds and curtains. Defendant Hankison has been charged with 2 civil rights offenses, alleging that he willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force while acting in his official capacity as an officer. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark will speak more about that aspect of the case. As in any case, the charges we announce today are allegations, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law.
Boy.
Before I close, I want to thank Assistant Attorney General Clark.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. But there you go.
God,
so,
Merrick.
He said Breonna Taylor should be alive today, he said,
at
the end of this. So 4 of them. 4 current and former Louisville officers are facing federal charges in connection with the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor.
Good. Good. But it's, you know, the thing is, it's not enough. It's not enough to get just those cops. It's like they're vile.
Yeah. I mean, and it's been 2 years.
2 years.
Of doing nothing.
So let me understand something. That fucking cop went over that window, just shot into it, and then waited 2 years for consequences. Well, not even that, though. It's
former Detective Joshua Janes and 2 current police officers.
Yes.
Detective Kelly Goodlett and Sergeant Kyle
Meany,
appropriately named, are accused of falsifying information on a search warrant before and after Taylor was fatally shot.
Falsifying.
Sparking a wave of racial justice protests across the country when she was shot. Former Detective Brett Hankinson, who fired 10 shots through the patio door even though he couldn't see who or what he was shooting at.
What a dumb fuck.
Has been charged with 2 counts of deprivation of rights under the color of law. He's the only officer to face state charges in connection with the case.
What an asshole.
And he was acquitted.
What?
In March. On 3 counts of wanton endangerment.
The guy that shot through the window was acquitted.
It's these juries, man. These juries are fucking copsuckers. There are so many copsuckers in this world.
Why are they such little bitches?
Because we're conditioned from kids.
Right.
The police are saving you. The police are good.
No.
The police help you. The police don't lie. The police don't cheat. The police help us and save us all.
Man. That's good that guy's going to face justice. I mean,
minimal justice.
I mean, God, whose dick
should be up for murder?
Have to suck in this country for some politician to start treating the cops like they are our fucking adversary, our enemy.
And qualified immunity needs to go.
Fuck that.
Just needs to go.
How much? I mean, they have all the guns and all the weapons and qualified immunity.
Right.
Fuck that. That is insanity.
Although the current court, it's scary.
Yeah, they love it,
this
right?
This is going to be a fucking Nazi police state if these
Brett Kavanaugh,
if these goose steppers keep
Alito
sucking cop dick.
What about Thomas?
Oh. Pff.
Okay.
You know what needs to happen is Thomas needs to be out driving one night.
Yeah.
And be pulled over.
It's the conservative way.
And be dragged out by some racist state trooper who doesn't recognize him, doesn't believe him when he says, I'm a Supreme Court justice. Oh, yeah, yeah boy? That's kind of funny. Get out. That he needs that to happen to him.
Nobody.
Because that's the only way these motherfuckers ever learn is when something happens to them.
Right.
And then suddenly, maybe. Well, was Steve Scalise is still arguing for people's rights to own the gun that blew his hip off.
Steve, because you're such a fucking gun sucker, I can laugh at your injury. Go fuck yourself, you dumb fucking fuck. Steve Scalise is like, when he got shot, he must have thought, what's it like in a mass shooting for a child to be shot with his fucking weapon? He doesn't think that. He didn't give a shit.
We have a couple of minutes left here.
Yes.
I have to sneeze.
The Clintons. You mean like with Epstein and the Clintons? what a fucked face.
Yeah, Epstein with the Clintons.
That really got me. I mean, damn. That was just like out of nowhere. What a pro. What a pro.
I don't have the rest of that clip. I want to hear what was said after that. Like, you know, I didn't even get to see the...
No, I'll tell you what was said after that. Silence, because people are like, what? And then there was something.
Oh, shit.
Tomorrow is Faithless Friday, everyone. Don't forget.
Jeebus.
We'll have some Jesus-y...
Oh, yeah.
Meaning stories.
Jesus. Why do you let these cops do whatever?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a good question, isn't it? Also, why monkeypox? Okay.
I'm going to save this one for tomorrow. There's so many Jesus stories, man. It's just, we could just do this
all. People love that shit, man. They love Jesus and all this other stuff.
And they're emboldened now by this fucking Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah, well, they should be, right? Because it's like a... It, you know, when I think about Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, and what's the other one that didn't want to wear the mask?
Gorsuch.
Merrick Garland should have his job, right?
Yes. Merrick Garland should have Gorsuch's.
Is it wrong of me
to Hillary Clinton should have nominated the two.
And also Alito. Others. I mean, in Clarence Thomas, they're not, these aren't, this is our Supreme Court.
They're monsters.
They're supposed to be deep thinkers.
Oof.
Aren't they?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know how anyone could justify this originalism bullshit, because they literally wrote it so that it could be changed. Thomas Jefferson wanted to propose that it be rewritten every 21 years.
Right.
Because of changing culture. Hey, let's update our constitution every couple of decades. What do you think?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll say we're going to Mars. We're going to be going to Mars. I mean, it's a different country.
And then they had, they showed us that we could revise it, and they wanted to revise it so much that on day one, they put out 10 revisions.
Oh, yeah.
The amendments. Why are they called amendments? Why wasn't all that shit written into the Constitution? Because they wanted to show us this is how we change it. We amend it.
Right. Do you think that some people, if you ask them, are the 10 commandments in the Constitution, would they say yes?
I played that clip the other day of
no, they actually would believe that it's in there, or
I played that clip the other day of that asshole literally saying that. Yeah. There was Tony who's the faux historian? David Barton.
Yeah, David Barton.
David Barton said that he can match word for word. He used the word verbatim.
Yes.
Terms from the Bible
that's right.
That
I
are in the Constitution.
Right.
And then we pointed out that there are zero, it's you know, nothing. Maybe there's a the. And an of every once in a while, but there are 0.0 words that are verbatim taken from their stupid book.
What about the part where everybody begets everybody, those sections? Oh, that's not
so
in the
Constitution. Yeah,
it's stupid.
God damn.
We get it. A lot of incest.
What are we supposed to take from that chapter? That everybody should be fucking?
Well, obviously not. I mean, that's not what you should take from it, because it's they're anti that. I don't know. Skipping ahead, I guess.
The begetting, yeah. Skipping.
Beget, 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 beget.
And for some reason, they left that in. Whoever was editing the Bible back, you know, all the right. different iterations of its editing, they leave all that bullshit in. Who gives a fuck? Who begat fucking who?
Some druid that just got raped by some cardinal is like, why do I have to keep dipping this quill into this ink to write the word beget?
Oh, we don't have time for this story, but because we need more time to yell at Kyrsten Sinema. Do you see this asshole
maybe
scuttling the big deal? She's trying to get shit for her corporate suck buddies. She's trying to get the tax provisions, this loophole left in for these fucking private equity managers.
Do you think they contacted her and they were like, hey, this is our problem with that. Fix it.
Yeah, after they already gave her $20 million super PAC.
Are you saying when somebody gives you $20 million, you have to do stuff for it?
The Arizona Democrat, major recipient of private equity campaign cash.
Yay.
Wants to nix language narrowing the so-called carried interest loophole, which allows ultra-wealthy executives to pay lower tax rate than ordinary employees.
They're ultra fucking wealthy, though. These people are ultra wealthy. Right. Would this make them non-ultra wealthy?
And then she wants some money for Arizona.
Oh, okay. How nice.
She also wants $5 billion in drought resiliency funding.
Yeah, okay. That I mean, you need that.
Well, okay. The carried interest provision of the reconciliation package, they think, will raise an estimated $14 billion in federal revenue.
And she wants to chip away at that.
By subjecting more of the income of wealthy investors to a tax rate higher than the 20% long-term capital gains rate.
Well, hey, how is she a Democrat? What is remotely Democratic about her? She is a dino.
But Manchin says he's adamant about keeping the carried interest rate change in it.
Oh, does that
setting up a potential conflict between the two right-wing obstructionist butt plugs.
Manchin, now you know how it feels, you dumb fuck. Go fuck off on your boat.
We gotta get out of here. Back tomorrow, buddy. Holy crap. Faithless Friday. We're very excited. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening or whatever the fuck, everybody. We will hit you up again tomorrow.
Wee-wee.
Did you meet with the Clintons?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.